The floods of Hurricane Helene have changed the rivers in western North Carolina forever. These rivers are a major outdoor adventure and recreation attraction, but are now littered with debris. NPR's Rolando Arrieta recently visited the Green River, where small businesses that depend on it worry about what's next.
It takes an ATV to get down a narrow switchback road to Woody Calloway's house in the Green River Valley. Calloway's been here for nearly 40 years. He co-owns a kayak company. To him, the Green River Cove was lush, remote, and green.
And I felt like I'd built a house at the bottom of the ski lift at Tahoe or somewhere, you know. It was just a special place for me.
The view is now a brownish, muddy, scoured river, dried up bedrock with piles of debris. Fallen trees jammed together rise dozens of feet high.
And I'm looking at the river, which was once 50 feet maximum wide. The river is now at least 600-700 feet wide at this point. There's so much timber, houses, planks, tin, concrete.
This spot is famous for rafting, tubing, and kayaking. But now, after the floods, it changed.
Every guidebook that was out there is now obsolete, like Whitewater Kayaking Guidebook.
John Grace also lives on the cove. He organizes the annual Green River Race, a whitewater event for expert kayakers.
All the rapids are different. They're going to have different names and things like that. All the rivers around here are going to have that.
Grace takes me a couple of miles down the barely passable Green River Cove Road. The area is littered with upturned vehicles, crumbled roofs, and what's left of homes along the bank. A summer camp, a kayak school, and a tubing outpost are all washed away.
I don't know how that business over there, Wilderness Cove Tubing, recovers. They lost all of their stuff. You saw it. A big portion of their land is gone.
In the town of Saluda, the Green River is a lifeline for dozens of mom-and-pop shops. Emily Lamar is VP of marketing for the local business association. She says they haven't even started to forecast their potential loss from outdoor adventure tourism.
But we are 100% terrified of the effect that it's going to have.
A survey conducted last year estimates that outdoor recreation in western North Carolina has an economic impact of nearly $5 billion a year. And Lamar knows this. She was born and raised in Saluda. She owns a taco stand that caters to Green River patrons.
It's the thing. You go on the river, you come back, you get some tacos, you get some margaritas. And as of right now, we don't know what that looks like. So that's a very scary feeling.
That scary feeling is shared by Tim Bell. He owns an inflatable kayak outfitter in Saluda. Helene hit right before the river water got cold and the recreational paddling season ended.
If the worst case scenario happens, which means the Green River does not get cleaned up in time for us to operate significantly next summer, we are entrepreneurs at heart, and so I have no doubt that we'll adapt and figure out the next tomorrow.
The Green River may not be the same after Hurricane Helene. And neither will the other rivers and businesses in western North Carolina that depend on them. They, too, have to figure out their next tomorrow. Rolando Arrieta, NPR News, Saluda, North Carolina.